Well, the price of Bitcoin is under $10,000 today, a far cry from where it was late last year, almost $20,000. And when that happened, an influx of entrepreneurs and developers scoured North America in search of cheap hydropower for Bitcoin mining. Many zeroed in on Washington State and upstate New York, where hydropower is plentiful. But now some cities, counties, and utilities are hitting the pause button because of these new electricity hogs. Tom Bonsi from the Northwest News Network reports from Wenatchee, Washington.
You'd hardly guess without inside info that cryptocurrency fortunes are made and lost here on the edge of East Wenatchee. The best giveaway that something big is going on are the massive cooling fans. That's the nonstop 24/7 clatter and hum that maybe you can hear a little in the background. The fans are cooling specialized computer chipsets just packed to the brim inside modified cargo containers in front of me, or just a little ways down the road inside of huts.
There is a huge emerging technology opportunity for this region to maintain a first mover advantage in this technology space.
Malachi Salcido runs Salcido Enterprises in Wenatchee. He's developed several of these Bitcoin mines, which are all about computing power rather than digging minerals. The digital miners earn cryptocurrency, virtual money, for processing and recording global network transactions 24/7. But each day, just one of Salcido's large-scale data centers consumes about as much electricity as 9,000 households, which is why Bitcoin miners are drawn to places like the Wenatchee Valley. Dams on the Columbia River generate cheap hydropower, so electric rates are rock bottom. Plus, the climate is mild, helpful for efficient cooling, so operating costs low. But cities and counties in north-central Washington seem unsure whether to embrace this new line of energy-guzzling business. They worry about being overwhelmed and tapped out.
Good evening, everybody.
In the past month and a half, the Wenatchee City Council and four other smaller nearby cities all passed emergency zoning controls or outright moratoriums on cryptocurrency operations.
Roll call this evening. We have five members here. And
much of this action was spurred by the local electric utility, which has its own moratorium on processing new hookups for large loads. That's happened in rural western Washington State and Plattsburgh, New York, too. Andy Wendell with the Chelan County Public Utility District has questions for local governments.
We're not sure exactly how much of the cryptocurrency that the community would like us to serve, and so that's one of the major questions that we want, is how much do you want? And if you do want it in your community, where do you plan for it?
Wendell says the specialized data centers that process and record virtual currency transactions suck electricity big time, and there's only so much spare electric capacity left.
The cryptocurrency applications, many of them that we're getting, are taking up all of the remaining capacity in distribution circuits that were designed to bring on schools and housing and other commerce, other organic growth.
Chelan County Commissioner Keith Gaynor says it makes sense to take a time out before getting overwhelmed.
We hope we're on the front end. We don't want to play defense and come, you know, in a reactive mode. We'd rather be proactive.
Lately, business representatives have appeared before Wenatchee Valley elected officials to plead for more flexibility as government tries to tame the Bitcoin boom.
This moratorium has really put me in a bad spot.
Nick Martini of Half Moon Bay, California, wants to open a small Bitcoin mine in Wenatchee.
I'd like to go into this experiment, and I think do something that will actually be beneficial for Wenatchee, but I'm in a situation where I can't really win. And so what I'm asking is for the board to consider a more flexible approach.
Bitcoin miner Malachi Salcido says the local governments and utilities should be careful not to kill a goose that lays golden eggs.
If the policies are too onerous, or if they take too long to develop and implement, this development opportunity will go elsewhere.
Salcido says a $100 million expansion he had in the works in Chelan County will now likely be delayed because of the moratorium on new large load hookups. He says he'll redirect that Bitcoin data center investment to another western state instead, but wouldn't say where. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi.